Welcome to the weekend, and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee Renfro, and I'm just excited to be with you here today as we're finishing up our theme this week around parenting. And today, as we kind of look back and even look ahead to how we would continue to put a focus around this theme in our lives, whether we are parents ourselves or whether we're spiritual parents, where we are discipling and investing and teaching the things of God to those that the Lord has entrusted to us. And so one of the things about being a part of a family is we all have different roles that we play in that family. And for many of us, we get a physical family where we are parents and we are moms and dads. And for some of us, we get to be in a spiritual family where we kind of take on being spiritual fathers or spiritual mothers as we disciple and invest in the next generation. And so I hope this week has been encouraging to you. And today, just as we begin to wrap things up, really one of the things that came to mind when I thought about really our scripture for today is from Psalm 78, really talking about how the people of God have this role to teach and pass on the story of God, to pass on the rich history of what God has been doing and what he has been teaching the people of Israel about his plan of salvation, and how God's people have over and over and over again rebelled and rejected God, and yet he has come to them and called them to repentance and inviting them to trust him. And we see in the scriptures how there's a cyclical cycle where God's people continue to disobey and rebel, and God calls them back. And so we have this rich history in the scripture to help teach us and to show us really how God would desire us to live, and to hopefully learn from the shortcomings of the past. And thinking about that, one of the things that came to mind for me was as an athlete and playing football in college, one of the regular practices that we had on, if not a daily basis, a weekly basis, was we would watch film. We would oftentimes, if we were learning a new defense or a new coverage or a new blitz, we would oftentimes watch a film of it in action, whether it was from another team or from somewhere else. We would watch ourselves doing it and learning from it. And really the goal of this was to teach us, to teach us how to do it correctly, to teach us what it looked like, to correct us if we were making a mistake, and how to improve and get better on that. And it was all meant to help us. And if we watch the film and we fail to put it into practice, we would get reprimanded, right? We would get an earful on that end, or we just wouldn't see ourselves on the field and getting playtime. And so we wanted to learn and practice and put in the things that we were seeing. And I can't help but think that when it comes to scripture and the Bible, this is exactly, it's our film study, that we get a chance to look back at the people of God, that God has shown us and recorded down for us to learn. So that we could implement how he would desire us to live, to experience his blessing and favor in this life, but also to experience the best life that we can as we walk with him and pursue him. And also so that we could teach others. One of the things that I found later on in my career was, as I got older, as an athlete in college, that one of the responsibilities that I felt I had was to teach the younger guys, to teach them how to play, to teach them what it looked like. And I felt this responsibility to pass along what I had learned so that they could benefit, so they wouldn't repeat my mistakes, so that they wouldn't have to pay the dumb tax that I have already paid. And that's exactly how the people of God are to interact with that. And I think about, especially in Psalm 78, verse 5, the psalmist tells us that he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers to teach their children, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and arise and tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And so that's really our role, right? As moms and dads, that God has given us this sacred privilege to teach them the Bible over and over again. One of the things that we're seeing in today's research about children who grow up loving Jesus and staying connected to the family of God in a local church, as when they enter into adulthood, really one of the things that we see is so critical to that is families reading the Bible together. Parents reading the Bible, teaching their children the story of God. Now, does it help to teach them more and to, kind of help bring about a Christian worldview? Absolutely. But one of the most important things that you can do, moms and dads, It's just reading the Bible to your kids. There are incredible children's Bibles out there, the Jesus Storybook Bibles and others. You can talk to your teaching pastor, or you can talk to your LifePoint Kids Director at your campus to get some suggestions there. But man, it's one of the most powerful things that we can do is just to teach them the story of God through the story that he has written down to teach us about him. And so as we go through and we keep growing in our own faith, that we model that to our kids, as we teach them the things that we're learning, as we teach them the things that we have messed up in and can help them to learn from that and grow from that and hopefully not repeat those things, that we get this incredible privilege of seeing our children hopefully grow up loving Jesus and teaching their children and teaching others about Christ as well. And so one of the things that I just want to do right now is just to pray for us, to pray for you and pray for me as we keep passing along the incredible story of the gospel that we have heard, that we could pass along to our children, that we could pass along to those that we have the privilege to invest in, whether we're discipling other people younger in their faith or whether we're investing in children or students or whatever it may be, that God would keep using us to teach up the next generation so that they will know Jesus. They will know the God who loves them, who saved them, who is calling them for a greater purpose than the world could ever know. And so let me pray for you and pray for me right now. Heavenly Father, thanks for your word. Thanks for your scriptures that we have to look back upon to learn, not just about you, God, but we get to learn about the people of God. And Lord, the areas and times where we have fallen short, that we get some film study, if you would, God, to teach us, God, about how we should live and how we should take your incredible message to the world around us. And so I pray for the moms and dads, Lord, that are listening right now, and especially in our church, God, who maybe feel like they don't know everything that they need to know to teach their kids. But I pray that they would know that they have the Spirit of God inside of them, that if they are followers of Jesus, they've got the Holy Spirit taking up residence inside of them, speaking through them. And so they would believe not in their own power and abilities, but in the power of the Holy Spirit to help pass along your incredible word to their children. I pray for those, Lord, that maybe aren't parents, but God, get to be spiritual parents, that get to invest and disciple the next generation, God, as they invest and disciple in others, as they teach them about Jesus and teach them about your word. And so God, may we be a people who love your word, who memorize your word, who store your word in our hearts, God, as Psalm 119 tells us, so that we might not sin against you. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to keep investing in the next generation as we teach them about who you are, God, and how they can make an impact as they fulfill the Great Commission and the Great Commandment, Lord. We love you, Jesus, so much, and we pray all these things in your name. Amen. Well, would you just take a moment here and would you just pray? You can pray for yourself, pray for your own family, but would you just take some time to pray for our families, our children that are a part of our church, that we could keep teaching and investing in them so that we would raise a generation that would know the God who loves them. So let's take a few moments here and let's pray together.